really great show for you planned today. Up first, we'll be talking with Nicole Wolf from Time for Change Foundation. They have an event coming up in April that is should be very, very nice. And we're going to be talking about homeless issues and, you know, Time for Change Foundation's works with homeless women and children. So that should be a great conversation. And then we'll be talking.
Hey, Erin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful morning here in San Bernardino.
It is. It's bright and spanking early.
It sure is.
So tell us about your upcoming event.
Well, our upcoming event is called the Celebrating Life's Precious Jewels Awards Dinner. And it's our opportunity to honor outstanding community members and businesses and to continue our fundraising efforts to assist more families. And so this year we're really excited about the event because it's going to be a dinner event. For many, many years, it's been a luncheon, and it's a little hard to get to a luncheon in the middle of a Thursday. And so it's going to be on a Friday night. Everybody's off for the week. They can come, relax, have social hour, and really enjoy the event.
So tell us about what Time for Change Foundation does.
Well, Time for Change Foundation is basically the national model of excellence for creating self-sufficient families. And we do that by working with homeless women and children, providing shelter services and permanent supportive housing. And we give them the tools necessary to recover from not only homelessness, but drug addiction, mental and physical abuse, family separation, and the effects of incarceration, which many of these things lead to homelessness for the women and their children. And at Time for Change Foundation, children are given special attention because we need to break those intergenerational cycles of homelessness and addiction because the children are our future. And so we provide interventions that will set them up for positive educational outcomes and positive outcomes in their life that otherwise they might not have attained because of the problems that their parents are experiencing.
So tell us about your shelters. I know that there's a transitional shelter. There are two transitional shelters. And then now you have a permanent housing. Tell us about that.
Well, Erin, as a point of clarification, we do not provide transitional housing. Our shelters are we have two shelters. One is for single women and one is for women with children. And we started out with one shelter with six beds, and today our total housing capacity is 114 annually.
That's great. So you all used to do transitional housing, so that's a change.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because now we want to make sure that these women are self-sufficient, and so we provide permanent supportive housing. The shelters is a permanent home for them, and many of them go through the shelter program and onto their own permanent housing. But we also have our Homes of Hope project, which is the permanent supportive housing. And that's a demonstration project where we place the family into a fully furnished apartment of their own, and they demonstrate their ability to maintain the housing. And once they've done that for a year period of time, the landlord agrees to put the lease into the client's name, and they're completely self-sufficient.
That's beautiful.
And so what's really good about that program is that the women can overcome hurdles of getting into an apartment first and last month's rent, prior eviction, a bankruptcy, maybe a criminal background, and it gives them the hand up instead of the hand out. And they're held to very high standards. Our women are working. We have one woman who's working at Loma Linda University. We have one working at Premier Medical. They're working in offices. They're working in fast food. Our women are working, and they're thriving. And their children are thriving, getting the principal's award, getting science awards. And it's really, really heartwarming to see the women blossom into the people that they were meant to be.
So tell us about ways to end homelessness, because obviously that's the group of people that you are working with to help change their lives.
Well, there's many, many ways to end homelessness, and it starts with the community. We need to have more permanent, affordable housing. And so 2.5 years ago, we became certified to be a low-income housing developer. And we developed the Phoenix Square, which is on the corner of F and Victoria in San Bernardino. And what it is a 7-unit apartment building that was awarded the Crime Prevention through Environmental Design Award and the Crime-Free Housing Certification. And there has been zero police calls to this building in the 2.5 years that it's been in existence. We have not had one vacancy in 2.5 years because the women and the families that are in the building are thriving. The children are going to the same school year after year. And what we'd like to do is to build more of these Phoenix Square affordable housing, because we believe that homelessness is not a crime, and that homeless people don't need to have the apartment buildings that are being run by slumlords. We want to put the slumlords out of business.
Oh, amen to that.
So if you have someone who's maybe working at Jack in the Box, they're going to be able to live in our Phoenix Square because it's affordable housing. It's housing for people who are earning less than 50% of the area's median income. So, and it's nice. It's nicer than my apartment, I'll tell you that, Erin. They have granite countertops, Kohler toilets, brushed nickel fixtures. It's absolutely beautiful. And it has the drug and alcohol-free certification as well, so it's a sober environment.
So how do people get involved? Maybe they want to volunteer or donate. How do they do that?
They can absolutely, and that's, we can't do this alone. It's all the community helping with us. From donations to volunteerism, what they can do is they can go on our website. It's www.timeforchangefoundation.org, and they can go into volunteerism, into impact, into contact us. They can look at our programs and services, our upcoming events tab, where they can see our Celebrating Life's Precious Jewels Awards dinner. The community can come. They can donate. They can buy a ticket to the event. They can engage in sponsorship opportunities, put ads in our program. It's gonna be a really enjoyable evening with a wide mixture of community-based organizations, individuals, law enforcement, public officials. Our MCs this year are County Supervisor Josie Gonzalez and Fontana Mayor Aquanetta Warren. So the two of them, we should have a really good time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $125 for a dinner ticket. And then we have sponsorship opportunities, all the various jewels, because it's a jewel theme. We have the diamond sponsorship, the sapphire, the ruby, emerald, topaz. And then we have program ads available, either business card, quarter page, half page, full page. And our program goes home with everyone that night. Usually we have about 200 to 300 people. It's a good networking opportunity. We, of course, have our sponsorship wall, our sponsorship reel. So there's a lot of opportunity for community-based organizations to put themselves out there so that they can be a resource for other organizations, for businesses to get themselves known, and for people to just network and get to know each other so that we can work together to end homelessness.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This sounds like a wonderful event, and Time for Change Foundation is just continuing to grow and impact more lives, and that's really great news.
Thank you so much, Erin.
So we've been talking to Nicole Wolf from Time for Change Foundation here in San Bernardino. You got to go to their event. Check them out at timeforchangefoundation.org. It's time for